Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon-coming king awaits. Hello, bride. How y'all doing? This is Dr. June Knight coming to you live from Redding, California. Can you believe I'm in California? God is so amazing. I am here tonight with two special guests. One is with Miss Glorabel. She's our National Prayer Director, Glorabel Ramirez. And then the other one is Miss Maureen Bravo from the Liberty Prayer Network. I am so excited to have both of them ladies. So let's start it out and talk about what is 50 Days Ablaze. 50 Days Ablaze is a part of the Mega Revival Initiative, Mega Revival, which is Making America Godly Again Revival. On this revival, I'm on the tour. I'm officially tonight kicks it off. I am halfway finished. Can you believe it? I have been on the road now almost 3 months, and I have been all the way halfway across the United States. Excuse me, I've been traveling the entire border, praying for revival, interviewing Americans, praying with random people. It has been amazing what God has done on the road. From the very beginning, we said we are going to do a 50 Days Ablaze prayer initiative where we are praying for each state. And on the website, we say it like this. 50 Days Ablaze is the 50 days following the Feast of Pentecost. As a nation, we will pray in unity for other states. On the 5th, we will pray for Alabama. Now, that is tomorrow. The National Prayer Director and other leaders from the various states will be on the line with us. Listen, if you are listening to this broadcast, we would love for you to go on the website and register. Go to megarevival.com/50daysablaze. 50 Days Ablaze and register. You can register for your state to be a part of the broadcast. And please do so that we can hear what is going on in your state. We can partner with you in prayer for that state. Okay, now let's hear from Miss Glorabel. All right, bride, I am so excited to have our National Prayer Director on the line with us tonight. How's it going, Miss Glorabel?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is a great day right here in Tennessee. It's a rainy day, but it's a great day to pray. Every day is a great day to pray.
Yes,
I'm excited to be with you.
I was about to ask you to tell everybody where you're from and what is your ministry.
Well, let me tell you, I was originally born in Puerto Rico, but my husband was stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, right here in the border with Tennessee, and he got medically disabled, discharged in here, and we stayed, made Tennessee our home because I just got in love with Tennessee. The Lord saved me here, and he really transformed my life for his glory. I've been working in the First Assembly of God Church for almost 18 years. I've been leading the women's ministry. I led the women's ministry for about 8 years, and I've been working as an associate pastor for the last 3 years. And it is great to see how the Lord transformed people's lives when we pray and when we get to act his ways. His word is alive.
Yeah, she is our national prayer director. She'll be with us during the 50 Days of Blaze. Now, Ms. Gordon Bell, can you tell us a little bit about 50 Days of Blaze?
Well, I'm excited because, you know, if you think about it, praying is an active thing that you can do anywhere, anytime, any moment. Even though when you're speaking to people, you can be praying for them at the same time. So now when you are saying, when you call me and say, hey, we're going to do this 50 Days of Blaze, I got excited because sometimes you don't know even what to pray. But the Bible says that sometimes you don't even need words. You can pray in the Spirit, and the Spirit, who knows exactly what they need and how to accommodate things, he worked it out. He just needs our faithfulness to stand up in the gap and pray. So praying for this each state, every individual state, one day at a time, is a great thing. I'm expecting great things at the end of these 50 days.
Yes. Now, can you explain to everybody the power of coming in agreement?
Well, you know, it's funny because as simple as a man and a woman, they have to agree to get married. If they don't agree, it's not going to happen. Well, see, and then when they get married, if they don't agree to have kids, there's going to be problems. When we pray, it's the same thing. When we pray and we agree, we're going to see things really happening, really things really changing because we are agreeing in prayer. So you can pray on your own, don't get me wrong. And when you pray, the Bible says that you call in and he will answer your prayers. Jeremiah 33 says, call upon me and I will answer you. I will answer you. So he will answer you. But then when you join hands with somebody, when you partner with somebody spiritually or over the broadcast online, you know what? God is, it's kind of like a big armor is building up together. It's kind of like a big fence around the perimeter of America. Everybody praying together. And that fence gets tougher. It's wider. It's stronger because God is hearing our prayer. And that is going to result in great and mighty things. I'm going to tell you something. Right before President Trump came into the White House, it was a really bleak time for the politics. We really had no idea what was going on, how it was happening, and we just started praying because that's what we're called to do. I mean, when you don't know what to do, you just pray. God will intervene.
Right.
And he will intervene on your behalf because the Bible says that God is for us, not against us. So we started praying, and God worked things out in a mighty way. I'm telling you, I had no idea that God was going to work things the way he did. And I am so rejoicing.
Would you mind leading the nation in prayer and kind of giving us the charge to go forth praying for all the states to come together and for this initiative, please?
Thank you very much. It's an honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we're calling upon your name, Father God, that name that is above all names. Because in the beginning, God, hallelujah, when there was nothing done and everything was in this order, Father God, you were in. You stepped into action and you spoke the word and the word was done. It was made. Father God, we're calling upon your name because if you did that at the beginning, Father God, we believe that you can do things when the things are not done. You can mend things that are broken. You can heal sick bodies. And, Father, I pray that every single person that is under the sound of my voice, Father God, get a hold, Father God, of the great gift that is that you sent Jesus to die for us. Once we call upon your name and we become part of you, Father God, I pray that you start developing in them a hunger in their hearts, Father God, to pray for this nation, Father God, this great nation, Father God, and I pray that you open their eyes to see, Father God, how is it that you're moving things? How is it that in the wall, when we saw a wall before, now we see an opening, a window to be opened, or a big wide door open? I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you allow miracles, Father God, to confirm, Father God, those things that you've been speaking to their lives that probably they might not have even seen it just yet or realize it. I pray that you open the door for them to realize and see clearly, Father God, that you are in the midst because they're calling upon your name. I pray that you, Father God, send people for every single state, Father God, starting from Alabama and all the way in every single day, Father God, people from those states, prayer warriors, stepping in faith, Father God, for each of those states, Father God, because when we call upon your name again, you're going to make it. You're going to make it, Father God, in every single state, Father God. Allow these prayer warriors to stand up high, Father God, tall and looking up to you, Father God, not leaning on their own understanding, but trusting in you, for you will direct your path. It is a promise, Father God. So I pray that you allow them to realize that promise is alive and it's alive forevermore, Father God. And trusting in that prayer, Father God, call the friends, talk to the friends, and encourage them to build a big, to hold in hands, Father God, in prayer, Father. Oh, Father, and I pray that every single day, Father God, we have hundreds of people calling in, Father, to stand up on this nation. And I pray, Father God, that start developing in their hearts a hunger to stand up and walk with us in this march at the end of these 50 days. I pray for the glory of God. Yeah. Father, I pray that you open doors where there's no doors. I pray that you close doors, Father God, when the enemy wants to raise up, Father God, because there's no greater God than you. Father God, there's no greater God than you. I pray that you allow us to speak your word, Father God, boldly to each of us. And Father God, those that are calling, I pray that you give them a boldness greater than before, Father God, because they're standing in the gap for their faith, for their friends, for their loved ones, even for their enemies that don't know them yet. I pray that you give them hunger to pray for those, Father God. Pray for those that are persecuted because they're persecuting them, because that's what you say, that we have to pray even for our enemies, Lord. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the glory of God, that you raise a mighty army, Father God, greater than before, Father God, looking forward to you, again, trusting in you and not leaning on our own understanding. I pray for the glory of God, Father God, and I thank you ahead of time for what you're going to be doing, for we trust you and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for showing your power, your healing, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the miracles that you will be doing, Father God, for the amazing things that through the power and the name of your holy servant Jesus, you will do, Father. For the glory of God, we praise you, Father God. We adore you, and we thank you again ahead of time, for we pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, sister, thank you so much for being on the broadcast tonight.
Thank you very much. Looking forward every single day for this.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Brad, listen, tonight we have the honor to have such a powerful national prayer warrior. Please give it up for Miss Maureen Bravo. Yay. How you doing, Miss Maureen?
June, I'm doing just wonderfully. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great. I'm so honored to have you on this broadcast tonight. How are you doing today?
Well, I've been better. I have some congestion, but I am just praising God because I know the devil is so darn aggravated at the things that God is doing with the people of God at this hour. And you are right at the tip of the spear. You're right at the tip of the spear with what you're doing through your 50 days ablaze. So I'm congratulating you on your new initiative. And as you launch tomorrow, God bless you in every state.
Yes, thank you so much for putting the word out. I've already had a couple of sign-ups already.
That's great. That's great. Well, we have to do this together.
Yes.
It's a very critical thing that when we...
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's a critical thing that we do these kinds of things together and network in the body of Christ. You know, when the 24/7... When the 24/7 National Strategic Prayer Call hosted the 50 states and our territories during the first 100 days, we covered each state with prayer. And when you and I were talking about it, I go, when you said you were going to be doing it, I said, let us be part of it with you. So our 24/7 prayer team, if I have the list of which states are on which days, we will let everyone know and they can join in and pray with you. And tell us again the hours that you're going to be doing that, June.
Yes, ma'am. It's all alphabetical order, so Alabama tomorrow. And it's at 6 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Central time, and 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Mm-hmm. Every day in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
And are you going to be doing this? I know I'm not supposed to be interviewing you, but are you going to be doing this Saturdays and Sundays? So when you start tomorrow, you're launching, you're going straight through, what, August 24th or something?
It goes to July 22nd.
July 22nd, okay.
So yes, ma'am.
That's great. Well, I will get that word out to everybody on the intercessory prayer line and put it on Facebook and everything else so that they can do it with you. Thank you so much for praying for the states, because God is telling us so critically he's going to be having President Trump returning a lot of critical issues to the states, and we must be ready to deal with them at the state and local level.
Well, that is what I was going to ask you about, because you are a seasoned prayer warrior. I would love for you to explain to America why it is so important that we actually pray for cities, for nations, for states. Like, I think some people may not understand that how that works in prayer versus praying for humans. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. And let me just preface that my comments with a scripture that says in Jeremiah 29:7, it says, pray for the city to which you have been exiled, for upon its welfare depends your own. So when God has us planted in a particular place, in a particular city, state, or nation, that is his planting. Nothing has happened that has caused God to be confused. He's not sitting up there going, why are they there? He knows exactly where we're positioned strategically for this moment, and it is for such a time as this, and we are in an appointed time right now. So when he says, pray for the city to which you have sailed, for upon its welfare depends your own, our biggest problem is not that we don't pray something. We just are not being guided in the way that we should pray correctly. And so God is telling us that we are to pray about all of these things. And the cities in which we live right now, across America, our cities are in terrible shape. So much of the liberal, socialist, secular, humanistic agenda has penetrated not only the communities, but the thinking of the people that live in the communities. And so it's not just the government or the bad politicians in areas. It's the people don't know what they believe. We're not reading the word of God. We do not understand that God is saying, pray for the city you've been exiled to, because upon its welfare depends your own. We're not understanding him when he says, pray for those that are in authority above you. When the king is at peace and the king is a good ruler, the people are happy. right now. Such division in our nation, June, because there are many people that call themselves Christians that have not reconciled themselves with what God's thoughts and orders are. And when the Lord raises up someone and puts them in position and says, this is my anointed one for this hour for what I am going to do, it's got very little to do with the person and more to do with what God wants in that hour.
Right.
And so he'll raise people at different times and cause them to be his representative. And a lot of times he picks the oddest people to represent him. And I don't know. I mean, I'm one of them. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe some of our listeners are one of them. We are a peculiar people. And God is just getting the biggest laugh because he said, you know what? I can do what I want to do through, with, and in those whose hearts are yielded to me. So you gave him your heart, June. I've given him my heart, and he's having fun with us.
Yeah.
And he wants to have love relationship as we pray with all those that will come and pray. The call right now is get on the wall. Get on the wall and begin to pray. And if you will seek the Father's heart, excuse me, he will show you what he wants. And then instead of saying, but Lord, this is what I was thinking about that, if we just will keep our opinions to ourselves, hear what God is saying, and pray it back to him, he will start moving in miraculous ways, and soon we'll see shifting and changing like we've never seen before.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I would love for you to officially ring this in to kick this off, please. Now, Bride, just in case y'all don't know who I have on the line right now, we have like a general of prayer on the broadcast with us tonight. I am so honored, and that's why I asked her to be on here, because I would love for her to ordain this, to bless this, to move in the United States, because she, in case y'all don't understand, like prayer, there is a kingdom in the prayer world. You have generals in the demonic. You have principalities and powers that you battle, and you know, there's different levels. Well, she is up there in the levels. So I'm asking her to bless this initiative in our nation. This is her life. She lays down her life for our nation in prayer. So, sister, if you would please bless this initiative, kick us off officially, bless us to be able to go to war. That's what we're doing. Come on now. Going to war in the United States, partnering with all the other prayer initiatives going on in the United States. We're all partnering together. So if you would bless us, I'd be so honored.
I'd be honored to do that, and I thank you. We declare that there is no king but Jesus. There is no God but our God. And all other images, all other edifices, all other symbols that try to be raised up in his place, crush and fall down, as Dagon did across the threshold in the temple, that the Lord himself will cause these things to come to pass. And he is saying, if you will raise up, if you will worship me, if you will pray to me, then I will hear and answer your prayers. But if you do not, I'll cause the rocks to cry out. And so, Father, I thank you that June heard the call. She said, yes, Lord, I will, and I'll call others to come with me. And these 50 days ablaze are going to be powerful times of ministry and drilling down deeply in the Spirit on behalf of each of the states that are being lifted up, starting with Alabama tomorrow. Father, we bless the great state of Alabama.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that that's the state that Judge Roy Moore is from. We thank you that they have elected godly officials. They've given us Jeff Sessions as our attorney general, and that state is not going to be in chaos, but it's going to be in total peace and shalom, because it has given its best to the national level, and now because of that, you will give your best into Alabama. Thank you for Gwen Bradley and the National Day of Prayer leadership that she gives, not only in the state of Alabama, but across the whole region here in the Southwest. Thank you that state has a sound that is coming forth all over the South, and that sound in the sweet time of Alabama is going to be allowing the Southeast region of our nation to hear that wooing sound, that love sound,
yes,
of the bride crying out to her beloved bridegroom. So, Father, we thank you that as we,
yes,
start with Alabama, that's just the tip of the spear. And as we go through every single state all the way to Wyoming, Lord,
yes,
I thank you,
yes,
that Sally Bohart, who stands in Casper, Wyoming, will be ready on that day to receive the blessings and to pronounce the blessings on the great state of Wyoming, which at this point has the highest suicide rate in the United States. But we say,
aww,
no, that is being reversed, and we bless Sally. We bless the life movement there for every realm,
yes,
of life,
Lord,
not just abortion, not just suicide, but in every area that life will spring forth from the deserts of Wyoming.
Yes,
so, Father,
Lord,
from Alabama to Wyoming,
yes,
we thank you. We thank you that June has launched an all-out assault on the forces of darkness,
yes,
that have dared to think they could touch any part of our country. And like David's mighty men, intercessors in every state will rise up. We call you to rise up now. Get on the,
yes,
wall and begin to pray for your,
yes,
state and the states that are around you. We thank you for that, Father.
Yes,
we commission,
Lord,
this. We commission this 50 Days Ablaze to be a banner unfurled across this nation for your glory,
yes,
in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah. All right, let me pray and then we'll be finished. This is just an official kickoff and we will start in the morning, bride, every morning. Hitting,
amen,
it, ablazing, running. Yes. Lord, we thank you so much for the opportunity to stand in the gap for all of our states, Lord, all of our nation, Lord, and all of us coming together in agreement, Lord, just partnering with heaven, with what you're wanting to do in our nation, Lord. We are shifting the atmosphere, declaring and decreeing that our nation will give you glory and honor, that our nation will fulfill the mandate that you mean for her. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that all of us, Lord, will be rising up, Lord, taking our position, what you have called us to do, Lord, that we would carry the mantle so that this nation,
yes,
can finish the destiny that you have for her, Lord. And we thank,
yes,
you and give you praise for all 50 days, Lord, giving us ministers that can come on the broadcast and tell us what's going on in their states so that we can all come together in agreement, Lord. And we're excited, Lord, about what you're going to do over the next 50 days, gearing up for the march on September 9th, Lord. So we thank you and give you praise. And, Lord, for Miss Maureen and Gloria Bell, I speak blessings over them, Lord, for partnering in this endeavor, Lord. Bless them. Heal their bodies, Lord. Bless their finances, Lord. And we just thank you and give you praise for what you're doing in the earth today, Lord. We're so excited. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
And June,
thank you,
June,
so much for
can
being
I,
on the broadcast. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to share,
yes,
one last thing you and I talked about before. And it's
yes,
part of the declaration from welcoming the King of Glory into the United States of America. And as you begin with Alabama and go through all 50 states, we want,
okay,
to declare this, that the United States of America is a covenant nation, that her people dwell,
yes,
securely in the freedom that comes from being in a right relationship with Almighty God. And we declare,
yes,
that the United States of America and all our territories are holy unto the Lord, and call forth that true unity necessary for the kingdom of,
yes,
God to manifest in our midst. Be blessed in your going and in your coming and in every state your feet touch. Amen, amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you.
Woo-hoo!
God bless you. God bless
you,
sister. Bye, bride. We will,
bye,
see you in the morning. Bye. God bless,
bye-bye,
you.
Bye.